All right, hey everyone, welcome back. You know, we'd love to really get into a topic here, and today we're diving into something that I think's on a lot of minds. Like, is it even possible to switch careers after 40?
Yeah, big question.
Huge. And I'm so glad you sent in this article. It's from Joy Junkie Digital called Why Changing Careers After 40 is Your Best Move. It's like they knew exactly what we needed to talk about today. Published just recently, February 9th. 2025.
Oh, wow. So fresh.
Super fresh. And it gets right to the heart of all those doubts people have, you know? Mm-hmm. Am I too old to start over? Will anyone even take me seriously? Do I even have the right skills for something totally new?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with those fears. It's like almost universal, isn't it?
Right. And the article starts by addressing this feeling of like you hit 40 and suddenly you're like, wait, did I miss my chance? Did I miss the boat on that dream career? I'm curious, does that resonate with you at all? Like, do you ever feel like you're starting from scratch when you think about making a career change?
It's totally natural to feel that way. I think there's this kind of societal pressure, like by a certain age, you're supposed to have it all figured out, right?
Right.
And this article, I think it does a great job of like busting that myth.
Yeah. You know?
It reminds us that all that experience you've built up, whether it's managing teams or solving tough problems or being a clear communicator, those are valuable no matter what industry you're in.
So it's not starting from scratch. It's more like taking your skills to a new playing field.
Yeah, exactly. Think about it. Leadership skills, right?
Right.
They aren't just for like managing a sales team. You could be leading a creative project or volunteers or even your own business. Those skills, they transfer. In fact, I've even seen people switch from like totally different fields, like someone going from being a chef to like a successful project manager.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And you know, their ability to lead, to organize, to handle pressure, it all translated perfectly.
That's a great example. It really challenges that idea that you're too old or you don't have the right experience.
Right.
And you know what I liked? The article calls this a transition, not a restart. It just sounds so much less scary that way.
Definitely less intimidating, yeah.
And you know, as I was reading this, I realized it does something really smart. It lists out like the top three fears people have about changing careers after 40 and then breaks them down one by one.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah, it's good. So fear number one, I don't have the right skills for a new industry. I mean, that one probably resonates with a lot of people listening, right?
Totally. But here's the thing. Remember all that talk about transferable skills?
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is a lot of industries, they actually want people who can lead, who can communicate well, who can solve problems. It's more about how you work, not just the exact jobs you've had before.
So it's like being a skilled generalist who can learn and adapt quickly.
Yeah, spot on. In today's world, things change so fast. Adaptability, it's key. The article even says, employers are more interested in your willingness to learn new things, how you approach problems, can you work with a team?
Makes sense. But those anxieties, though, they can be tough to shake. Like the second fear the article calls out is, companies won't hire someone my age. And competing with those like 20-somethings fresh out of college, tough, right?
It's a valid concern for sure. But experience, think of it like this. It cuts both ways. While some companies might be all about youth, others, they see the value in someone who's been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
You bring a level of maturity. You understand how businesses really work. You've probably got leadership skills that younger folks haven't had time to develop yet. You know, you've dealt with challenges. You've made tough calls. There are lessons you learn that you just can't get in a classroom.
It's like you're saying, hey, I've seen some stuff. I can handle this.
Exactly. That's the message you want to send, right? It's not about hiding your age. It's owning it. Showcasing how all that experience actually makes you a stronger candidate.
Love that. Turning what we see as a weakness into a strength. Okay, so we've tackled two big fears. Number three, and this one might be the scariest for some. I can't compete with younger job seekers. Like they've got all that energy, the tech skills. They're just, younger.
Yeah, it can be intimidating, right?
It is.
But here's where the article shifts things. And I think this is important. Competition doesn't have to be about age, right? It's about showing what you uniquely bring. You might have years of expertise in a specific area or deep knowledge of how things work, a network of contacts, even the ability to mentor younger team members. Those are things most young job seekers just haven't had time to build.
Okay, yeah, that's a great point. So I've talked about the anxieties, and honestly, the article's done a pretty good job at easing those fears.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? It's one thing to say, hey, your experience matters, but how do you actually make a career change?
Right, where do you even begin?
Exactly. Well, the article lays out some practical stuff like making a skills list, updating your LinkedIn profile, networking. It even says, think about skills you might need to brush up on or learn completely new.
It's almost like taking inventory,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I want to pause here for a second, ask you, the listener, which of these actions, which ones speak to you the most? What feels like a good first step? Remember, this is about taking charge of your career.
Yeah.
And that starts with figuring out what feels, I don't know, doable and exciting right now.
Totally agree. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Nope. So the article goes on to talk about two paths people usually take when switching careers, traditional jobs, and of course the ever-popular entrepreneurship.
Ah, going out on your own.
Yeah. Let's start with that traditional job search. The article really stresses, tailor your resume, your LinkedIn, highlight those transferable skills we talked about, and make sure they match the jobs you're actually going for. It's not just listing your past roles, it's showing the value you bring.
Right, showing what you can do. And think about it, like instead of saying managed a team on your LinkedIn, you could say managed a team of 10, exceeded sales goals by 15%. You know, give those accomplishments some number.
Ah, so much better. And it goes on to say, consider those online courses, certifications, even continuing ed to close any gaps you might have. There's a ton of resources out there now to help you learn pretty much anything.
Oh, for sure. So much available online. You can literally learn from your couch these days.
I know. It's amazing. And then, of course, there's good old networking. Connecting with people in your field, going to events, building those relationships, that can open doors you didn't even know existed.
Absolutely. Sometimes it really is about who you know as much as what you know.
So true. Now, for all the folks out there feeling that entrepreneurial spirit, the article has some pretty cool tips, especially for mid-career shifters.
Okay, love some good tips.
Yeah, right. And one thing that stood out to me was, use your existing expertise. You've spent years building knowledge and experience in something, so why not, you know, make that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
It suggests things like consulting, coaching, building an online business, maybe around a digital product or courses, or even going freelance.
Turning your knowledge into a business. That's smart.
Right. It's like taking everything you've learned and making it your own.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people listening have thought about this at some point, right?
Oh, I'd say so.
And what's cool is the article doesn't just say do it. It actually points out how mid-career folks have certain advantages. You've probably got a strong network, you know how to manage your time, and you've built up resilience from all those years of dealing with whatever life throws at you.
Right. And, you know, let's not forget about financial stability. Many people in this age range, they might have savings they can use to get their business going, or they might be in a position to take a bit more risk than someone just starting their career.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, this was really interesting to me. The article mentions this Entrepreneur's Guide to Wealth and Freedom resource. I don't just want to mention it in passing. I actually want to ask you, the listener, have you ever thought about starting a business? If so, that guide might be something to check out.
Yeah, love that tie-in.
Right. That's what we love to do here on The Deep Dive. Take those interesting bits from your sources and turn them into something you can actually use.
Totally. Empowering you to explore those possibilities, whether it's a traditional job or the excitement of starting something new. It's about finding the path that matches your passions and goals.
All right, let's take a breath. Recap what we've learned so far. Number one, and this is huge, your experience is not a liability, it's an asset. You have so much knowledge and skills that are valuable no matter where you go.
So true. And remember those transferable skills we talked about. Leadership, communication, problem solving. Those are the keys to success in any career. And chances are you've been developing them for years.
And don't forget, it's about presenting yourself strategically. It's not just what you know. It's how you showcase it, how you network, how you tailor your experience to the opportunities you're going after.
Yeah. Packaging it in a way that makes sense to those employers or clients, you know.
Exactly. And finally, the biggest takeaway for me, the thing that really hit home, is this. The choice is yours. Traditional job, side hustle, full-on entrepreneur. The key is finding something that really lights you up, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Right. And toward the end of the article, there's this final thought section, and it got me thinking. They talk about how the host, successful career changers, are the ones who don't see their experience as baggage, but like fuel. Fuel for something new and bigger.
Like it's not a burden, it's an advantage.
Yes. So I want to throw this question out to you, the listener. What does your next chapter look like? What are you passionate about? What mark do you want to make on the world?
Ooh, big questions.
I know, right? And, you know, something that's really interesting to me is how many people are making these changes later in life now? It's like the old idea of staying in one job forever. It's fading away.
It really is. It's almost like people are realizing, you know, you don't just have one calling in life. You can reinvent yourself, explore new passions, find work that matches your values, no matter how old you are.
There's something so inspiring about that, right?
Yeah.
It's like saying, hey, I'm not done yet. I still have a lot to give.
For sure. And the way work is changing itself is creating all these new options that didn't even exist a few years ago.
Yeah.
Remote work, the gig economy, the creator economy. It's all opening up these new paths to find something fulfilling on your own terms.
It's like that old career ladder has been replaced by, I don't know, like a jungle gym. All these different ways to climb and explore.
Love that analogy. So true. There's no one right way anymore. It's about what works for you, what excites you, what lets you contribute something you're proud of.
So if you're feeling stuck or unfulfilled or maybe just curious about what else is out there, take heart. This article, Why Changing Careers After 40 is Your Best Move, it reminds us it's never too late.
Never too late.
Your experience is valuable. Those skills you have, they can transfer. And the possibilities. Endless. It's all about that first step, doing a little research, and finding that path to your most fulfilling next chapter.
And don't forget, you don't have to go it alone. There are career coaches, online communities, mentorship programs, so many ways to get support along the way. Don't be afraid to reach out, ask for help, connect with people who are on a similar journey.
So important, finding your tribe. You know, having that support system can make all the difference. Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. This wasn't in the article directly, but it's something I think is super important to remember.
Okay, I'm listening.
When you're thinking about a career change, it's not just about a new job or a business. It's also about investing in yourself, taking the time to think about your values, what lights you up, what you want to achieve, developing new skills, learning new things, even just taking care of yourself.
That's such a good point. It's like a chance for growth, not just professionally, but personally too.
Right. It's about embracing the whole journey, the ups and downs, the challenges, the rewards, all of it. It comes with stepping outside that comfort zone, going after something new.
And remembering that the most fulfilling careers, they often come from aligning your work with your values, with your passions. So as you start this new chapter, don't be afraid to dream big, take risks, create a career that really shows who you are and what you want to do in the world.
I love that. It's about more than just a paycheck. It's about making your mark.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of making your mark, this whole conversation's got me thinking about something the article didn't address, but it's a question I think about a lot.
Ooh, what's that?
How do we even define success in this new world of work? Is it still about titles and salary, or is it something more?
That's such a good question. It's like we're redefining what a successful career even means,
yes.
Right? Maybe it's about finding work that matches your values, using your unique talents, making a positive impact.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. Maybe success now is less about what others think and more about how you feel. Feeling challenged, feeling like you're part of something bigger, finding that sense of purpose.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into changing careers after 40, I want to leave you, the listener, with this final thought. The article we look at today, it gives us some incredible insights, some practical tips, but the most important takeaway. This is your life, your career, your journey. Don't let age or fear or what anyone else says hold you back from going after your dreams.
So well said. Embrace the possibilities, explore those passions, and remember, it's never too late to create a career that brings you joy, purpose, and that deep sense of fulfillment.
It's like that old saying, right? The only thing constant is change.
Yeah.
And when you embrace that change, especially in your career, I think it can lead to some pretty amazing discoveries about yourself.
Yeah.
What you're capable of.
I totally agree. Yeah. It's not just a career change. It's like a personal evolution, you know?
Yes. And speaking of evolution, one thing that really struck me in this article was just how many people are making these kinds of leaps later in life now.
Yeah.
It's like a whole shift is happening. Like we're realizing that careers don't have to be this straight line, that we can kind of redefine success on our own terms.
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? It's like moving away from that old climb the ladder idea and more towards something, I don't know, more fluid, more dynamic, you know, in terms of work and life.
It's like we're realizing that the work we're meant to do, it might not even exist yet. And that's kind of exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, this whole conversation has got me thinking about something that the article didn't really touch on, but it's a question I find myself asking a lot.
Ooh, what's that?
I'm intrigued. how do we define success in this new world of work? Is it still like all about titles and how much money you make, or is it about something more?
That's such a great question. It's like we're having to redefine what a successful career even means.
Well, yeah, right? Exactly.
Maybe it's more about finding work that aligns with your values,
yeah,
that lets you use your skills, your talents in a way that makes a positive impact, you know?
I think you're right. Maybe success in this new world of work, it's less about what other people think and more about how it makes you feel. Feeling challenged, feeling engaged, feeling like you're part of something bigger, finding that sense of purpose.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into changing careers after 40, I want to leave you, the listener, with this one final thought. The article we explored today, it's got some awesome insights, practical tips, but really the most important thing to remember is it's your life. It's your career. It's your journey. Don't let age or fear or what anyone else says hold you back from chasing those dreams.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Embrace the possibilities, explore what you're passionate about, and remember, it's never too late to build a career that brings you joy, that gives you purpose, and that deep sense of fulfillment.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep growing.